This interest rate rise is a reflection of a, if not a booming economy, then one that's not in terrible health.
Well, it's a very mixed story. The Bank of England's been terribly wrong before about slack in the economy. I think the governor thought that we'd reach full employment when it was around about 7%, and it's continued to fall. But, of course, a lot of that employment is low productivity, it's low wage. Although this interest rate increase is very tiny in itself, it is on top of other factors that have been squeezing household incomes. And the real significance, I think, as Ian King pointed out, is this: if this is a signal that interest rates are going to continue to rise as they have in the United States, and that we're moving away from the life support system of ultra-cheap money, this is really going to have a very serious effect on household incomes and on companies that are very highly borrowed, and that may account for the way that the markets are reacting.
Does it come a point where politicians, yourself included, need to coach the public on perhaps a different attitude towards borrowing in particular? If this is the beginning, as you say, looking to America, looking at what's happened there, if this is the beginning, I think Mark Carney talked about a very gradual rise in interest rates over the next 3 years. If this is the beginning of a change, ought there to be a message from politicians like you to borrowers?
Well, I think it's a very dangerous suggestion to suggest that politicians should coach the public in private finance. But, you make a serious point that, we are heading back to record levels of household debt. Some companies are very, very highly leveraged. And in a higher interest rate environment, they're going to suffer serious distress. I get a sense that that message is already beginning to be heard. There is some indication that consumer debt isn't rising so rapidly now. The governor has himself imposed measures. But I think the overall concern I have of speaking as a politician about what's happening this morning is reflected in the question that came from the floor a few minutes ago, which is what happens if the governor and his team have got this horribly wrong and they've made a mistake? Because it may be that in a few weeks' time we have really bad news about the Brexit negotiations. They're going to have to reverse this, and that there will be a real egg on the face if that happens.
Yeah. Leaving the economics aside, can we just talk about the key political story of the day, the resignation of Sir Michael Fallon as Defence Secretary? Did he do the right thing, in your view?
Well, I don't know what lies behind it. I mean, it can't be the relatively minor story that's emerged in the recent past. I think that there must be other things which are due to emerge, and I feel sorry for the guy. I mean, he was a colleague of mine in government. We worked together very well, despite having quite big differences within the coalition. But I think we've just got to wait for the facts to emerge.
People have talked a lot about politicians of his generation, I suppose that includes your generation too, and what they stand for, what they're prepared to put up with as acceptable behaviour. I'm not for a second suggesting any impropriety on your part, but you belong to a cohort of politicians, of male politicians. Perhaps Sir Michael is part of that cohort. Maybe we'll never know. But there's a set of attitudes that go, it's suggested, with a certain cohort. Do you recognise that picture?
Yes, and I think the culture is changing, and it's changing in a healthy way. Certainly in the 20 years since I first got into Parliament, we have a lot more women and women rising to the top, and that's all to the good. We need a lot more, actually. And values are changing along with the growing importance of women in politics and in the economy. And I think what's happened is we've exposed some examples of very bad behaviour in terms of sexual harassment. It's happened in all parties. We recognise now that we have a serious obligation to deal with it. As far as my party is concerned, we've had these problems in the past. We have now set up independent systems so that if a woman, well, it could be a man in certain circumstances, but if it's a woman primarily, if they are harassed, they've got somebody independent to go to, they know that there's a system in place that will protect them. And I think we've got to have that throughout the parties and in Parliament.
Yeah, and it is a cross-party problem, isn't it? I mean, we've just got a clip we want to play in of a Liberal Democrat Party activist who claims she was a victim of sexual harassment, reported it to a more senior party official. We'll just listen to what she's got to say.
The problem here is parties operate like a cult. there's so much tribalism, and young people are just brainwashed into this loyalty. So nobody wants to go out and say what's actually happened, because it's like you're leaking the family secrets. And the dodgy uncle is our family's problem, not the neighbour's problem. And that is the fundamental problem here, that we are so tribal that no one's talking. And everyone's afraid that they're going to let down the party instead of thinking about the wider problem here and how widespread this is. And I think that's, as far as that has to be the thing that changes immediately.
Mm. So, Vince, do you recognise that depiction of people who are so attached tribally, viscerally, to the party that they've supported for many years, blood, sweat, toil and tears on behalf of that party? And because of that, that may militate against reporting of sex crimes or low-level harassment, whatever it is.
Well, tribalism is a big, serious issue in British politics. It's very divisive. It prevents us acting together as a country on all kind of issues. I think in this particular case, I think what we do, and where the warning a few minutes ago was a very sound one, is that I think the parties do have to avoid the response that they took to the expenses scandal, when there was a kind of competition to see who was holier than thou. I think we recognise with sexual harassment this is a general problem. We've all got to deal with it. We've got to deal with it collaboratively. I don't know in relation to that particular case when the problem arose. If she brings it to me and my colleagues, we'll make sure that it's properly dealt with, I can assure you.